that as this village we are maintaining this Gaur Nityananda temple. That was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. No big plant. We are not growing. Sarvatra prachar vaiva. So, you are very humbly maintaining this temple. It is a great achievement for you. You will get blessings of Sri Chaitanya. The glaring attraction of city, that is Maya. We, the modern age, people are more attracted by the city life, but we should know a city life not for the devotee, generally, people in general, they like city life, but that is Maya. Maya means which is not fact. We are thinking that this way we shall be happy, but that is not fact. This is karma. Maya. It is not. You are thinking that in this way you will be happy, but it is not. This is karma. One English poet also said, Kaupa, that city is made by man, but village is made by God. If you can stick to this village life and be satisfied whatever you produce, you can produce your necessities. There is no difficulty. If we keep cows and grow food grains, fruits, vegetables, then we can live very peacefully. There is no need of going to the city. That is the plan of God, Krishna. Krishna personally exhibited Vrindavan is village, it is not city. We are trying to go to the village of Krishna, Vrindavan. And he was himself, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was taking care of the calves and cows when he was child. Although Nanda Maharaj was the king, village king. King means he had many cows, 900,000 cows. Normally, one was considered to be rich man if he possessed many cows. Dhanena dhanavan, gavaya dhanavan. Now, artificially, we have made such a plan that if we can possess some papers written only, $100, $500, $50, actually, that is not wealth. When there is no food, you cannot eat this paper with maybe $100. But if you possess grains and cows, then you never starve. The city people, they are getting supply from remote villages and they have got money. Money means paper. They are cheating. The whole process is cheating. There is no money. But they have made economic conditions in such a clever way that we are accepting these papers as money. And a real riches is actually the grains and milk. That is real. And according to Vedic civilization, it is said, Dharnena Dharma, Gavaya Dharma, Konmandi, still in Indian villages, suppose one man is going to give his daughter to a boy, so he would go and see how much grains he has got in stock, how many cows he has got in his stock. Then, yes, it is well to return my then. No, they don't go to see how much book balance or that is not actual money. So our Krishna consciousness movement is basically that we should not be attracted by the false thing. We should not be attracted by the false thing. The reality. Vastava vastu vedam kaptra. Real reality, not false reality. So, I am very glad that you are living here. So, kindly stick to this place and make an ideal island so that others may see also plain living hiding. Produce your own food. Keep cows, milk, if there is food grain and milk, there is no necessity. And you can produce your cloth also, if you produce cotton. And we are trying in Mayapur to produce our own cloth. So we require our own cloth, own food, and time saved or advancing in Krishna. That is it. That is actual civilization. This is our civilization. This is demonic civilization. So, although you are all European, American, these things are practically, you are not a Krishna. But if you develop this kind of civilization, plain living and high thinking, save time for advancing Krishna consciousness. That is real property of life. That is real property. Pravitri shang bhutanam nirvittishtu mahaplam. We have come to this material world for sense gratification. This is pravritti. Pravritti means that is our natural propensity, inclination. We are simply making plan how to satisfy our senses. That is material. Especially in the Western country, the only plan is how to satisfy. They have no other. But real life is to stop this line of civilization. Nimitti. Nimitti means stop. General propensity is sense gathering. But if you can stop this process of sense gratification, that is real life. That is real. Nibbittes, tu mahaphala. Real life means if you stop the process of sense gratification, then you go back to home, back to Godhead, your real place. And if you increase your propensity for sense gratification, then you remain within the cycle of birth and death. There are 8,400,000 species of life. So we change our body from this body to that body, that body, that body, that body. And we do not know where it will end, it will go. Very risky. Now I may think I am American, I have got all facilities, I have got a skyscraper building, that's all right. But are we going to live there forever? No. Then you look it down. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mrityu sarva harastra. As death, you rascal, you do not accept me during your lifetime. But we, that's why Hiranyakashipu, he could not accept God during his lifetime. But when God came as death, he could not resist. Yet to say, this is our position. Atheist class of man, in the beginning, in the lifetime, they say, what is God? We don't care about God. But when God comes as death, yes, sir, yes, sir, take me forever. That time you cannot say, no, no, I don't care for death. But you must care. This is our position. And after death, they do not know. They are so fools and rascals. After death, there is life. They don't believe. If they believe, then the whole plan is spoiled. But believe or not believe, there is. Just like this child. If you don't believe, no, no, this child will not change body. You may believe like that, but it will change. Similarly, I am old man, if I say, no, after death, no, as I have changed my childhood body to youthhood, to boyhood, like that, again, similarly I will change. These are very plain facts, but modern civilization, they are so fools and dusty. They cannot understand even this place. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. There is. Now, what kind of dehānta? Change of body. That depends on you. You are preparing your own body. I am preparing my body. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You can prepare your next body in hard planets, as demigod, or you can prepare your next body within this planet. You can go to the Pithvi Loka, and if you like, you can go to Krishna. That depends on you. Make your choice. So the intelligent person will say, that what is the use of going to the higher planet or remaining here? If I have to prepare my own body for the next life, why not prepare my next life to be associated with Krishna? This is intelligent. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? Krishna says, jadgatyana nivattanti taddhamam param. If you go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna, then you haven't got to come again and accept this temporary material body and so on. This is, whole thing is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Read very carefully. I have tried to explain. So make your point like that we should not be attracted by the so-called material, bodily, comfortable life. This is also comfortable. Simply we imagine that city life, having many cars and many skyscrapers, building big roads, that is comfortable means without anxiety. There is no real life is without anxiety. That is comfortable. And if you are living, sleeping in a very high skyscraper building and full of anxieties, but is that comfortable life? That is not comfortable. Comfortable life means, Chanakya Pandit has said that a comfortable, happy man is he who does not go out of his home and who is not a debtor. He is happy. But you just see in the city, everybody is a debtor and one has to go 50 miles, 100 miles for earning his life. Is that comfortable? The bank is ready to give you money, purchase motor car, purchase this, and at the end of month, after working hard, when you get salary, the whole money is taken by the bank. Again, what do you do? So you are debtor and full of anxiety. Is that comfortable life? No, that is not comfortable. Comfortable life means no anxiety. It was Hiranyakashipu asked his son, "What you have learned, my dear son? The best thing, please tell me." So he said that the sadhumanne asuravarja dihina sadasamudibhigna dhyam asadgraha hityatmaghatam grihavandakrupam vanam gato yad harimasraya. He did not address his father as father, he addressed the great Asura, Asuravajra, the best of the Asuras. So I have learned this, my dear great Asura. That is that, and people are full of anxiety on account of this material world. Anyone like that, human being or animal or bird, anyone who has got this material is full of anxiety. Even a sparrow, you see, is eating something, is anxiety. That is material life. So, in order to stop this life of anxieties, Prahlad Maharaj said that he should give up this material world and take shelter of Hari. That is the best thing. So these things are there. Parimasa, Banangata. You should go to the forest and take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari. So, Vrindavan is also forest. So create Vrindavan. Keep Krishna here, cows here, calves here. Produce your own food, it will be enough. This is Vrindavan. Where there is Krishna, where there are cows, where there is agriculture, there is Vrindavan. See the life of Krishna. He advised his father to worship Govardhan Hill. He said, "My dear father, Govardhan is giving grass to our cows. Why you are arranging for him? Demigod worship Indra. There is Govardhan to you." So, we should produce enough food grains, enough water for the cows, and we peacefully chant Hare Krishna. Make this way. at least one life we should do like that. It is very happy life. So you have got this land, develop it, don't go away. Develop it. That is my wish. Keep cows, as many cows as possible. You don't require, but at least produce your own food, own milk. Save time, chanting. This is perfect. You don't require technical education, this education, that education, wine, meat. This is rakshasi civilization. This is not human civilization. Human civilization, peacefully living, saving time for Krishna consciousness, and then at the time of death, he remember Krishna and immediately turns within a second back to another. The spirit soul, taptadeham punarjanmanayati mameti. Just imagine what is the force of spirit. It is forceful more than the mind. Mind is so poor, everyone got experience. You are sitting here, you can go immediately to New York. You have got immediately Los Angeles. Within a second. Mind is so speedy. And the soul is still more speedy. So it is said, Takta deham punarjanmayati. If you become fully Krishna conscious, then we have to give up this body, that's a fact. So Krishna says, after giving up this body, tapta deham, you are not going to accept another material body. Immediately, within a second, you go to it. This is a fact. Why don't you try for that? This is our Krishna consciousness. How to transport the soul within a second to Krishna? Where is Krishna? You see personal Krishna, face to face. Play with him, dance with him. Very important movement. Don't take it less seriously. And what is the difficulty? Simply you have to follow, because the follow rules and regulation means the withdrawing from material environment. If we go on increasing our material, then we become impotent. We have to withdraw. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Manmanamad pasa. That is stated. Find out this one. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Krishna is so kind that if you have got pinch of attraction for material enjoyment, he'll give you all that. Enjoy. That means bondage. You'll have to remain in this.
Vidaraga bhaya krodha man maya mamupasantaha bhavo jnana tapasa
bhavo jnana tapasa puto.
Putamad bhavamagataha.
Madhavamagataha. Vitaraga bhayakrodha. Here we have got attraction, material. So we have to withdraw this attraction. How it will be possible? If we become more attracted to Krishna, then this attraction will be. Bhakti parashanu bhava virakti anatrasya. Bhakti means the more you realize Krishna, the more you become detestable and not so much. This is test. One side increasing test, the other side decreasing. This is the test. If we think that I have got attraction on Krishna and also the sense gratification, that is, means bogus. The test is how far I am detached to sense gratification. Then it means that you have increase. And Jamunacharya says, Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padaravinda navanavadhamarantumasi Jadavadhi batonari sangame smarchamane bhavati mukhvika sushtu nishthiya. This is the test. Jamunacharya was emperor. He said, since I have taken to Krishna consciousness and I am enjoying Krishna's association, since then, as soon as I think of sex, I spite. This is the test. Krishna, how I am increasing my Krishna consciousness, the test is how I am decreasing my sex attachment. This is the test. The man is suffering from fever, that means how much he is becoming cured means how much he has decreased the degree of fever. This is the test. It is not that I have got 105 degrees fever and I am advancing in curing. This is the test. The vitarak. We have got attachment for this material world. And the central point of attachment is sex. All man, birds, beast, everyone attached. So vitarāga. Rāga means attachment. Vitarāga bhaya. And as soon as we conquer over this sense gratification, then we have no fear. Bhaya, krodha, and there is no anger. Where anger is there, as soon as we are dissatisfied in the matter of sense gratification, we become angry. The bhita raga bhaya
krodha.
Man mana maam upasita. How it is possible? If you simply think of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Upasa, and taking shelter, Krishna, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, kindly send from the shelter. This is the process. Then what will be the result? A bahava, many, not that one or two persons, many. Jnana tapasa, jnana means knowledge. And tapusha, this is tapusha. My propensity is to enjoy sense gratification. And if I deny it, that is called tapusha, austerity. That is tapusha. Tapusha, brahmacharya. Tapusha begins with celibacy, brahmacharya. That is tapusha. So jnana tapusha, then there will be knowledge and tapasā. Bhavo jnana tapasā puta madbhāvam
agataha.
Madbhāvam, there is another nature, that is spiritual nature. From this material nature we go to, there is back to God. So everything is there. You need thoroughly produce your own food, live peacefully. What is the use of going to the city? Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, jaro vidya sava mayara bhuiva tamara bhajaniva. This material way of life, material advancement of material civilization means giving advantage to maya to increase her influence. Just like you see, we have got cars and there's power scarcity. I heard somewhere the petrol was supplied, and when say 100 cars were this, and on the signboard, no more petrol. The one man was in the back side, He became so infuriated and he immediately shot him. You know that? This was this thing. Because his fault was there was no petrol. He had the sidewalk. There was ghee. This thing. Fire going on. He thought that if I cannot drive my car one day, then my life will be spoiled. Kill this man. This is my argument. If I am checked in advance in Krishna consciousness, therefore Bhakti Vinod said, tomorrow, anitya samsare moha janmanya jivti karega. Glaring attraction may be increased, but it will be effective to keep me under her influence and make me an ass. Ass does not know his interest. He is simply for grass. He is loading tons of cloth of the washerman. Similarly, we do not get the real knowledge of life, we remain like an ass, and our life is gone. This is Bhaktivinoda. Jibke koroi gada. People will think that we are advancing and this man is calling, we are becoming ass. Yes, you are ass, because you do not know your real interest of life. You are an ass. You may have a very nice Rolls-Royce car, but you are nothing but an ass, because you do not know your interest of life. Nati vidu sartha nothing may be sure. Durasayati bahiratthama. And you are blind, and who is encouraging him, he is also blind. So what will be the result? Both of you fall down in the ditch. So, be satisfied with this humble life, and be advanced in Krishna consciousness. That is the real profit of life. Don't be misled by the glaring, dazzling situation of the city. That's not good. If you cooperate, everything will be all right. Don't be anxious. Very nice. In India, I got there 45. I had my laboratory shut now. There was a young boy, my servant. He was so strong, very strong, 22 years and very black servant. So I asked him, what do you eat? He says, I eat pork. Yes, poor man cannot provide rice, but corn. Is very good. And with milk, make sugar, or churn, this is called, what is it called? Whole. Yes, good is also in it. Whole, it is better than all vitamin balance, better than sugar. Make juice, sugar cane, and boil it, and it becomes good. You get good, you get this fry, this oats or corn, and mix with good, and little milk, maybe it is very good breakfast. very neat. In this way, grow your food and eat nicely, keep your health nicely. You don't say that don't eat, don't sleep, don't have sex, don't defend. We don't say that. But regularly. You eat, you sleep, you have regular sex and try to defend. That is necessary so long the body is there. But the more you decrease these propensities, that means you are advanced. And if you increase these propensities, then you go to hell. Mahasevadaram ahut vimukti. If you follow the instruction of Mahatma, the devotees, then your path of liberation is open. And if you follow the path of sense gratification, samadharam jusitam samisam, then you are going to the darkness more and more. These things are there, a human. We have explained in English this immortal treasure house, Bhagavad Bhagavad Gita. Utilize it and be satisfied. Don't be restless. Step to living and I think that is what. So, what is that?
Go.
I'm taking it.